Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Welcome. It is the very exclusive, celebratory, 5 millionth download show.
Woo! Congrats to us.
Yeah, congrats to us.
Cheers.
And I've been asked to do a show about this for years. And I never really, you know, it's like, well, you know, I probably should have done a show about this years and years ago. Let me, you might be able to repurpose this and, you know, let's make an exclusive podcast for a while, but then let's also chop it up into a vid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Later on down the line.
Will do.
And so, in March of 2004, following the Super Bowl, where Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake were doing a performance, and she had a Velcro top that covered her areola. It was jewel encrusted. It was like a moon, was it not?
Yes, it was.
It was like metallic.
Yeah, and the final, they were like, and then the final grand finale when they, like, the song was over and they're all, like, striking a pose, like, he ripped off, like, this little Velcro flap door.
And she looked surprised.
And she looked surprised.
Fake surprised.
Right. That didn't change her life. That changed me and Howard Stern's life.
Justin Timberlake got bigger after that.
Yeah. And so... Cox Communication, I'll say it, they had a relationship with a guy named Douglas Vanderlyn, and he was this guy out of Jacksonville that had been put up, in my opinion, by Cox Management. Now, I later on went on. It's amazing, Anna. These companies all do this to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They tape each other. They're trying to get each other in trouble. And then sometimes the people that they used to get in trouble will end up come working for them, yeah. Like I did.
Yep.
And so they had a guy, as a matter of fact, as I have the official documents here, he's mentioned, what, 7, 8, 9 times?
8 times.
Dang.
It said, as of an initial, I'm reading this. The Federal Communication Commission is authorized to license radio and television broadcast stations
and is responsible for enforcing commission rules and appropriate statutory provisions concerning the operation of those stations. The commission's role and its overseeing program content is very limited. The First Amendment of the United States of the Constitution in Section 326 of the Act prohibit the commission from censoring program material and from interfering with broadcasters' freedom of expression. The commission does, however, have the authority to enforce statutory and regulatory provisions restricting indecency and obscenity, specifically if it's in a violation of federal law to broadcast obscene and/or indecent material. Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 1464, prohibits the utterance of any obscene or indecent profane language by means of radio communication. In addition, consistent with subsequent statute and court case 9, Section 73-399 of the Commissioner's Rules, prohibits the radio and television stations shall not broadcast indecent material between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. After 10 p.m., it's affectionately known in the business as the safe zone.
Mm.
You can get a little more provocative after 10 p.m. That's why, remember when Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew had their little show? It was always
After Dirt.
Yeah.
The Love Line, right.
Yep.
And then before that was Dr. Judy, and they'll always do it at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. because you could have, you know, a girl call in and be like, at 10:05, be like, Love Line, be like, yeah, you know, my boyfriend went down on me, and
right.
I was sucking his D.
Oh.
And, you know.
Dear.
Well, I did that at 7:15 a.m.
Yeah.
As an initial matter, we find that all of the 7 segments at issue in this notice of liability were broadcast during this prohibited time period and at the time of day on the first specific complaint alleged by Mr. Douglas Vanderlyn and its first complaint, 10, albeit not by all 4 of its captioned stations. In this regard, Clear Channel has acknowledged that segments 1, 2, and 7 were indeed broadcast and that the transcripts for these segments submitted by Mr. Vanderlyn are accurate. Clear Channel states that it did not retain audio recordings or transcripts of its own for the broadcasts encompassed by the remaining 3 segments, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Consequently, as those segments Clear Channel reviews to admit or nor acknowledge that the material in the transcripts provided by Mr. Vanderlyn aired as he alleges. 12, however, based on the evidence before us, including Clear Channel's failure to refute adequately Mr. Vanderlyn's allegations. Again, Anna, this is one guy.
Yep.
This is one guy. The stations WXTB, WRLX, and WPLA regularly aired the Bubba the Love Sponge program the entire period of time encompassed by all 7 segments and does not claim that any of the stations edited the show. Consequently, we find that stations WXTB, WRLX, WPLA broadcast all 7 segments as alleged. Clear Channel, however, represents that the station WCKT, which I did not know I even had WCKT.
You had so many you didn't
did
even
not
know.
I had so many fucking stations. Did not even begin carrying the Bubba the Love Sponge show till October 29 of 2001. Because segments 1 and 2 were broadcast before that. So, see, this guy was recording me for 3 or 4 years.
I think I saw something in a news article that, it was like for 3 years straight.
This guy, Anno, had sent hundreds of complaints to the FCC.
Jeez.
So, Lummy, here is, I found it. This is the C-SPAN meeting about this with John Hogan, the CEO of Clear Channel at the time.
Oh, nice.
Testifying.
I was going to send you an article from the Herald Tribune that talks about your guy.
Yeah.
Dwight or whatever his name was.
Oh,
Douglas.
Send me that.
I just sent it to you.
I didn't get it.
Send it back.
Unless I got a full screen and it's not.
Just send it back again. It's just talking about how he... was a chemist, a father, and he filed a suit. And
Send it one more time. I don't know why I'm not getting them.
All right. Send it again.
There, it's not coming up, lover. There it is. There it came. I guess when I have things maximization, Willie.
It's hard to see. Sorry.
Here, I'll pull that over here. And this is, and they, were they making him out to be a hero?
Kind of just how, like, he went through, filed a suit in April 2002 after steadily taping Bubba for 2 years. And then, you know, you're fined and all those different things and, you know, what his complaints were for children and all that
kind
of
readers,
stuff.
Dear readers, Tampa's Bubba the Love Sponge morning program originated from 98 Rock, recently made national headlines when it was the cause of an FCC commissioned largest ever indecency fine. On January 27th, the FCC fined WXTB and Clear Channel Communications $755,000, $27,500 for each of its 26 indecency violations, and a $10,000 each for filing infractions for seven broadcasts airing between November and December of 2001 from WXTB, as well as the other simulcasters, Port Charlotte's wherever and West Palm Beach's wherever. Jacksonville chemist and father Douglas Vanderlyn successfully filed suit in April of 2002 after steadily taping Bubba for 2 years. Vanderlyn was angst against the content freely aired for children and teens. Why don't you not let your kids listen, Mr. Fucking chemist? Bad dad.
Bad dad. You're a bad dad.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. And it just goes on to see that he just basically, you know, was obsessed with me.
And just kept filing after filing after filing against you.
Yep. No wonder Bubba feels singled out for the FCC to supersize the fines and suddenly deem the parts of a 3-year-old show's indecently as ludicrous. It needs to get serious, blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, they would go back, like three years. You're going to make a great find on that, Lummi.
No, thanks.
I can remember watching this with Brent Hatley and Tom Bean. And this is before, actually, we watched it. And when John Hogan testified, we threw a party.
Pizza party?
Because we knew they were going to have to compensate me and pay out my contract because he was not honest on the, he basically missed, you know, Anna, you can kind of tell a little white lie when you're in circuit court, like, you know, cause you're speeding ticket.
Sure.
Your Honor, I was only going 54 when you know you're going 60, but when you're in front of a judicial committee,
yeah,
when you're in front of,
can't get away with white lies.
You can't lie at all. Like,
no.
you're fucked.
That's some under oath shit.
Yeah. So I'm watching this. This is one of the things that one of the congressmen said right here.
Walden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank you for your continued efforts to find a way to clean up the nation's airwaves. Parents need all the help they can get. Now, it's clear from the testimony of our witnesses today that the nation's broadcasters and networks are hearing the concerns of our constituents. I commend you, Mr. Hogan, for dumping Bubba the Love Sponge into the garbage disposal.
Be interesting, Lummi, to Google Representative Greg Walden, Republican for Oregon, from Oregon, and see what the fuck he's doing nowadays.
What you up to?
The audience.
Is it that sensitive? Man, it really is. Hold on here. Fuck, I'm trying to replay it, and it's not fucking letting me replay.
Channel surfers who land on that show during commercials and appears on the screen. If dad or mom is in the kitchen, out of the room, or distracted, romp them off the cable.
Did I already miss?
No. Yo, of Paxton.
All right.
To be. Is
good friend Ed Markey from Massachusetts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for having this hearing. From our recent hearings, violation of the law and commission rules.
Yeah. What's that guy doing nowadays?
Looks like he just didn't want to run for re-election in 2019. But yeah, he was a long time
public fucking tax dick sucker.
99 to 2021, sucking the dick.
99 to 21. how many years?
1999 was his first year in. To 2021, he was the U.S. House of Representatives from Oregon's 2nd District.
How did I miss it? I just had it.
I don't know.
I just had it.
He didn't like Donald Trump's attempts to finance his border wall project.
I just had it.
You just had it.
Mr. Stearns.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for holding the hearing. I also, like my colleague, Mr. Bilirakis, want to welcome my good friend, Mr. Bud Paxton, Chairman and CEO of Paxton Communications Corporation from
up in a different world.
Oh, right here.
Well, you can tell harmful impact on children. If NDCC rules and higher fines are intended to protect our kids, why isn't violence more consolidated as local deem offense markup on this legislation? Now, it's clear from the testimony of our witnesses today that the nation's broadcasters and networks are hearing the concerns of our constituents. I commend you, Mr. Hogan, for dumping Bubba the Love Sponge into the garbage disposal and for suspending Howard Stern's program on Clear Channel stations.
Here, let me.
Stupid Greg.
I need that fucking drop. Is that the best drop ever?
Yes, it is.
The garbage.
So I'm on a. You know how much up ship crick you are when you're watching C-SPAN and they're like, your name's coming out of their fucking mouth, like you're fucked.
Or is it? Or is there's no such thing as bad press sort of deal?
Oh yeah, there is.
Oh, okay.
So. Oh, there's bad press. My friend.
They've got room for our multicast channels.
Trying to.
The majority of them, anyway.
He and members of stated that it was a pleasure to be here.
Here we go.
That's not the case for me today.
So this is the CEO of Clear Channel. Here you go. He's going to give me the good news.
More than anything else, I'm embarrassed to be here. I've read the transcripts of the Bubba radio show. As a broadcaster, as the CEO, and as the father of a 9-year-old girl, I'm ashamed to be associated in any way with those words. They're tasteless. They're vulgar. They should not, do not, and will not represent what our radio stations are all about. So let me start my testimony today with an apology. To our listeners, to the public in general, and to you in this room.
When they get you on the railroad tracks, Honda, they fucking railroad you right out of
town. Yeah, sounds like it.
We were wrong to air that material, and I accept full responsibility for our mistake. And while we cannot take back those words that were aired on our radio stations, we are taking steps to ensure that it will not happen again. First, as you've heard earlier, we've ended our relationship with the personality known as Bubba. He will no longer be heard on any Clear Channel radio stations. His dismissal is costly and contentious, but for us, it's the right thing to do. Since we've received the notice of apparent liability from the SEC, my top management team has spent considerable time trying to figure out what went wrong and what we need to do to ensure a different approach is
right. All right, so he goes on. Then here's the last little bit. Here's the last little bit right here, I think.
Company-wide. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to point out that Clear Channel Radio airs tens of thousands of hours of programming each week that is in line with community standards and sensibilities. And I hope that the subcommittee will understand that the Bubbas of the world and the Howard Sterns of the world are the exception rather than the rule.
There you go. And we were. Lummy, we turn now to the analysis of these factors that relate to each segment to determine whether the material that was broadcast taken in context is patently offensive as measured by contemporary community standards for the broadcast media. You mean Tampa, Florida, where there's more strip clubs per capita than any place in America?
That's it.
I thought it was in the world.
It might be in the world. It might be in the fucking world.
Let me double check that.
Aired July 19th, 2001, between 6:30 and 8:30. This segment skit in which voices are purportedly cartoon characters talk about drugs and sex. This is the Scooby-Doo one, is it not?
The first one, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so hold on. This is my first 27,500 multiplied by, I think, three, because they three or four stations aired it.
Hey, Scooby! Where are you?
I think it's Portland.
Hey, Scoob. I don't know about you, but I'm jonesing for something real bad.
A Scooby snack?
No, Scoob. I was thinking something a little better than a Scooby snack.
A crack rock?
Oh, yeah, Scoob. A crack rock sounds like totally awesome right now. But, like, I don't have any dough for the dope.
You can rock Rick.
What are you saying, Scoob?
Rock Rick.
We could suck dick for crack rock, Scooby.
Now, again, this is beeped. It even says Scooby-Doo responds to Shaggy. We could suck bleep. D bleep kick. But for some reason, Lummy, I don't have the edited versions. These are, you know,
totally unedited.
Totally unedited. Because we did bleep them. We did bleep them.
Mm-hmm.
You're a genius.
Now, what's up, Fat Albert?
Don't call me Fat Albert anymore. From now on, I'm Fat Diddy Daddy.
What makes you so bad, Fat Diddy Daddy?
Well, for your information, last night, Jennifer Lopez was sucking Diddy Daddy's dick.
Look, but out, Fat But Albert.
I told you, that's Fat Diddy Daddy.
Look, but out, Fat But Diddy But Daddy. Puff But Daddy's doobin' up a driver by. Oh, Bonoba! Biba Diddy killed Fat But Diddy But Daddy.
It's not even that big a deal.
No.
Especially if you guys could hear them with the bleeps. Like, the bleeps totally made them not a big deal. Like, really not a big deal at all.
Fake news, Jane. I don't need Viagra anymore. I got a spacely sprocket cock ring. Just one flip of the switch. Help, Jane! Stop this crazy thing!
Alvin, why do you look so frustrated?
I haven't been late in almost 6 weeks.
Well, you know what the problem is.
What?
It's that fucking pussy music we play.
And again, it was beeped out.
What do you mean?
If we want to get the bitches, we have to play more kick-ass music.
Like what?
Check this shit out, Alvin.
Suck on my furry chipmunk balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them, filthy chipmunk whore.
What the hell?
Suck on my furry chipmunk balls. They taste like pistachios. They're warm and fuzzy. Suck on my balls.
So, boom, that was my first fine. My second fine, Lummy, July 19th, 2021. This Vanderlyn was so precise that he had, you know, the day. And again, this is 04. This is February of 04 or March of 04 that these hearings are going down. This is nearly 3 years old. Between 6:30 and 8:14 p.m. this segment, a male applicant for a job as an underwear model calls the underwear model hotline. This was a Ned call. And again, it was beeped. Lummy, we've never gone through these before, and we got all of them but one, I think, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Hi, you have reached Kate with the Structure Underwear Model Search Hotline. I'm sorry I can't take your call right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hello? Yeah, pick up. Somebody pick up. Hello? Hello, Kate? Can I speak to Kate, please? This is urgent.
Structure Model Search, Jennifer speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to get a hold of Kate. I saw this thing in the paper that you're conducting an underwear model search, and I need to find out how to enter, because I'm definitely your man.
Well, I can help you, sir. What information do you need? Just how to enter?
Well, yes, you could. I mean, I've done a lot of nude modeling and underwear modeling, and I got to tell you, the response I get is just phenomenal.
So, sir, give me some details about yourself.
Yeah, I have a pretty good body. You know, I'm toned. Slightly muscular, tan, washboard stomach, all that. But frankly, my best attribute is my penis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to sound like an egomaniac, but my dick is a work of art. I mean, it's like the hand of God came down and molded the perfect dick out of clay and stuck it on my body. you catch my drift here?
And again, all of it's beeped. All of it's beeped.
I do. However, it's not nude modeling. It's an underwear. Modeling show.
I mean, my dick should be hanging in the fucking Louvre, right next to the Mona Lisa. It is my firm belief that every person in the world should be able to see my dick.
Sir, I don't really need to hear that.
As a matter of fact, I have an 8x10 glossy in my penis.
Uh-huh.
I could fax that to you.
No, you don't need to do that, sir. You can just send us if you have a shot of just your body clothed. That'll do.
Well, you don't seem to grasp the magnitude of my penis's gorgeousness.
Well,
I mean, it's the perfect penis.
Mm-hmm.
Every inch, every.
See, like even on it, like, oh, I guess this is beep, right?
Yeah, it is.
Beep. Every ounce of purple.
Yeah. Sir, that's way too much information, and that's not appropriate.
It's like a Van Gogh or a Picasso. I mean,
sir, I'm sure it is.
Imagine what it would look like in a pair of structure underwear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
glorious, I'm sure, but
I could start a f***ing cult with this dick. Millions of people worshiping my penis.
Oh, I got maybe a collect call here, Lobby. Maybe should I take it?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Bubba. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Trying to give you every dime that I owe you. Hello?
Boop.
Thank you. That's how you get collection calls to go away. Just tell them they're live on the air. Like, honest, so far, this isn't really that big a deal.
No, not at all.
The Reverend Sung Young Moon didn't have a like this. I'll tell you that right now.
You know what, sir? I don't need that much information. I think that, you know...
You know, we could probably just wrap this thing up right now. Just give me the job. I mean, I'm your man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just need to send in the proper information, not the information that you're telling me.
Now, look, sweetie pie. Do you think there's another man in America who can lift a 25-pound weight with his penis? I can tie a 25-pound wiener plate to my dick and do 13 reps.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? I got fucking muscles in my dick.
Oh, my God.
Do you know anybody else who's got muscles down there?
No. No, I don't.
By the way, this is the first time we've played all seven.
Yes.
But I think we only found six. But still.
Flex my penis. I can speak.
We're commemorating the 5 millionth download on our podcast by giving you this super exclusive stuff.
Lit my fucking pants like the Incredible Hulk.
You know what? I think that's really great information. But again, we're not going to need that.
I'll do it right now. I'll put the phone between my jeans. I'm going to flex my dick like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then you... Hello? Hello?
All right. Segment 3 aired November 14th, 2001, between 7 and 8:55. That's how specific this guy... Talk about fucking being obsessed.
Why are you so obsessed with us?
In this segment, 31, one of the men participating on on-air discussion is Ned, a self-described loud masturbator. He views the act of masturbating in a public as a performance and states that he looks as though he's having a grand mal seizure when he does it. When asked to do so by the host, Ned, with increasingly drumbeat rhythms, as an accomplishment, reenacts masturbating and reaching orgasm. Despite the use of euphemisms such as waxing your carrot, referring to masturbation, and Sparky, referring to his penis, the sexual reference in the segments are unmistakably and sufficiently explicit to satisfy the first criteria of our contextual analysis. The entire segment dwells at length on masturbation, thus the second criteria of our whatever. So, Anna, you can here is Ned and this is Ned and the ins and outs.
Yes.
Of the Pasco Pussycat. Here we go. This is violation number 4.
Violation.
Yes. Good morning, hello.
Hi, this is Judy. I work at Pasco Pussycat down here in Port Richey.
This is Judy, and you work at the Pasco Pussycat in Port Richey. What is the Pasco Pussycat?
An adult
novelty and movie store.
It sounds classy.
It's an adult, yeah. Bice, where are you going tonight with your old lady?
Figured we'd have some dinner and maybe pop on down to the Pasco Pussycat.
Oh, okay, cool. Me and my old lady were there last night. It worked out pretty nice. Now, what do you do at the Pasco Pussycat?
Oh, I'm just a clerk. I work at the computer.
Oh, you work at the computer.
Yeah, we don't have any of those dancers or anything.
You just got those rooms where people can self-pleasure themselves, right?
Pretty much.
Do you have to go in and clean the self-pleasure?
Yeah.
You do?
Do the
people just right there on the walls?
Not so much. They're pretty neat. They bring, like, you know, tissues or whatever.
Do you offer a tissue?
No, they go to the bathroom first and grab, like, paper towels or whatever.
Right. Tell me you're not just pretty much telegraphing what you're fixing to do. When you go to the bathroom first, have a big wad of paper towel, then go into one of the little booths.
No.
Oh, don't mind me. A little bit of a cold today, fellas. Yeah.
Nose is a little bit runny.
Tell me you don't have pervert stamped across.
These are six of the seven FCC fines that got me the highest fine, one-time fine, by the Federal Communications Commission.
Your forehead right there.
Yeah, like you can't do that at home.
Yeah.
What's that? Just do it at
VCR
home,
is $98.
Yeah. Come on. Honest to God, you can buy a real nice VCR for less than $100.
Do you get regulars?
We do. We have lots of regulars there.
Do they walk in? It's like, hey, you know, hey, Jen.
Hey, Norm. Hey, Jim.
Fred, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, stay out of booth six. Just got done. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Thanks for the tip.
No problem. Booth four looking clean today.
Well, I got crazy in there today.
I was slinging it everywhere on booth five. Whoa.
I actually think it's pretty funny.
How much does it cost to watch one of those?
The booth or the theater?
And I don't know.
The booth.
The theater.
There's a theater portion?
Yeah.
Which is like a lot of people?
Well, it's like a little tiny movie theater. We had to take every other seat because the county doesn't want people sitting next to each other.
Yeah, obviously.
You have long arms.
Now, hold on. You know, usually the things that the county mandates, I think, are stupid. But I got to give one of these for the Pasco County for this. That's... I mean, usually they're coming up with boneheaded stuff.
That's
you know, you
the
can't
greatest Sydney ordinance ever.
Oh yeah, to give you you know a little bit of a buffer zone between the next guy that's spizanking it over there.
That's the health department. The health department.
I wonder who voted that in on the council. It's like I'd like to propose a motion.
What would you mean a motion there, sir?
Well, I'd like to propose that a space of one person between everybody at the GSX is at.
Oh, over the Pasco Pussycat?
At the Pasco Pussycat.
You know, as a matter of fact, when I was over there a couple days ago, the guy was elbowing me a little bit.
Can somebody second that, please?
I second. Anybody third?
I third.
Fourth. Motion passed.
Thank
officially,
God.
Officially an empty space. Every other guy on the Jizzak Shizzak of the Pasco Pizzas a Cat.
I'd like to see how that's written in law.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think this is a big deal.
No.
Early wood in the books.
Because I wouldn't want to get elbowed. You know, guys got some RPMs going. All of a sudden, whack.
Again. $179 for a 5-disc Toshiba DVD player.
Right.
You can sit at home and
taste a fury to your heart's content.
Wax that carrot all day long. Let me ask you a question. Now, when you're in the general population, you're not in a private booth, but instead you're in one of those, you're in the theater portion with, of course, of the complimentary seat between you. Mm-hmm. I mean, do people start doing it there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on now. What's going on?
Here we go.
Say it isn't so.
Ned, tell me you don't go to the Pasco Pussycat.
I've been there on occasion. And I prefer the theater to the booth.
Why? For the voyeurism aspect?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes I even get a round of applause from another patron, so it's, you know, kind of a show-off thing.
You mean a guy, like another guy will put you over?
Oh, yeah, they'd be just kind of, they have to actually stop what they're doing and just go, whoa.
Well, based on volume or based on distance?
Just, style.
Performance?
Performance.
Presentation?
Facial expressions.
Style?
Everybody's got their own style.
Well, hold on now. Plus, Ned puts himself over. When Ned's doing it, Ned is, most people are like, Ned, ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing that, let me see, the ins and outs of the Pasco Pussycat, Ned's underwear, but... two of the seven Lummy were from a guy that's not even real.
Yep, Ned.
There's
quiet masturbators, and then there's loud masturbators.
Yes.
And Ned happens to be the lather.
You look like I'm having a grand mal seizure.
Give us an example, maybe some of the words you use, or it's always oh God.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, we'll start off slow.
Hold on, I'll give you this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, what's the big deal about this, really?
Now, you'll say that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, people, you know, that's what those guys are there for anyway. They want to see a show. It's coming. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. A couple hundred RPMs going. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, man. Oh, I'm losing it. Wait. Oh, hang on. I lost my concentration.
Sweet Jesus.
I got to build it back up. How's it? Hey, what's up, Jeff? I say, Sparky, what's up? Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And see here, they completely got it wrong. They said that he referred to Sparky as his penis when clearly he didn't.
No.
Like,
here I go again. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go.
What's so big about that?
Nothing.
Segment 4, November 19th, 2001, between 8 and 9 a.m. in this segment, segment 32, three males interview a female caller about her sexual exploits with Spider, another man. They discuss the largeness of Spider's penis, the length of time their sexual encounter lasted, the sexual techniques they used. This one's actually pretty long, Lummy. One here is pretty long. Let's see.
This is the crazy bitch that supposedly banged Spider and then threatened to kill herself.
This chick is nuts.
What do you guys think? See, you guys don't even know if I banged Spider or not, okay?
First of all, if you want to be on my show, you better back off your attitude about five notches or I'm going to come kick your ass.
Whoa. Why don't you come kick my ass then?
I will.
Well, I'm like, that wouldn't fly today. No. Telling your woman you're going to kick their ass.
Because I'll beat your ass down.
I don't know. She's pretty fat.
And with
watch out.
Easy there, fatty.
Watch your language here, pork.
Fat.
All right.
She was real fat, Anna, and you can see that we weren't very nice to her.
I can see that.
First of all, I can prove that I'm
fat. Fat.
Yeah. Are you there?
Is that all you guys can say?
Fat.
Well, you said that you're 140, and you're really 340. So why'd you lie?
You know what? Because you guys are so damn shallow.
Fat.
Right. Did you bang Spider?
Yes, I did.
In the studio?
Fat.
I didn't say in the studio. I told you later it wasn't in the studio.
Okay, you banged Spider. You then called my show last week and said that you were going to file some type of charges on our radio station. And you said that did you not bang him consensually?
Yes, I did. I didn't. See, you guys.
Now, hold on. Answer my question. Answer my questions.
Fat.
You're on the witness stand, and you just answer my questions. So, did Spider rape you?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Did you have adult consensual sex with Spider?
Yes, I did.
So that you agreed to the fact of having sex with him, and he agreed to the fact of having sex with you?
Yes, he did.
Okay. You then called the radio station up, try to say that you're going to sue us based on some stupid crap.
That.
Based on being poor, watch your F word, okay? Now, you then supposedly got embarrassed on the radio and whatever, and you called Spider up on his answering machine and threatened to kill yourself. Why would you do that?
I was drunk, okay?
No, wait a second. She didn't threaten to kill herself. She threatened to jump off the Gandy Bridge.
Nah, you know you can't kill yourself jumping off a bridge that's only 40 feet tall.
I was so fucking fast. Like, no wonder. I probably had people that were into eating, like, maybe an inflated share due to the fact that I was getting people that maybe not liked me, but liked to hear fat asses eat on the air. I'm sure there's a subsection of
absolutely.
People.
Oh, absolutely. ASMR.
Yeah.
Eating some yayas.
Very forward-thinking.
Fat. If you would have chosen...
That wasn't me, first of all. I'll say it. Bitch.
Fat. Okay. Hold on, Porky. No. Would you not...
you guys are just so attractive.
Would you not... think that you should jump off the Sunshine Skyway? That's where everybody kills himself, not the Gandy.
Yeah, there's a lot of suicides at the Gandy Bridge.
Yeah. That's like saying I'm gonna
I used to swan dive off the Gandy with my buddies during high school, man.
I'm gonna shoot myself with a BB gun right in the temple.
I'm gonna overdose on Fred Flintstone vitamins. Stand by. I'm going to play the suicide call. This is from Spider's perspective.
This is the message left on my voicemail. Spider's voicemail. Indicating that the stalker was going to jump off the Gandy Bridge, all 3 feet of it, end her life, and was very sorry for messing up my life, which she did a pretty good job of after my program director gave me the business. Well, gave me the business. The beeps actually protect any anonymity I have left.
Is that Edward an anonymity?
Well, here it goes.
Sent Wednesday at 4:52 p.m.
By the time you receive this phone call, this message, and the letter I'm about to send you, I will have already jumped from the Gandhi Bridge.
Are you there? Can't you laugh with...
Anna, that's like, I think you formerly just recently with... Or for a long, long time, you and Reagan lived on the second floor of an apartment complex.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you jumped off of it, you might break an ankle. You could maybe even kill yourself if you had just dove in head first.
Yeah.
But that would be like if you left, I'm going to jump off my balcony tonight and kill myself. Like, you know, if you were on the 15th floor.
Yeah. But do some damage. But if you're on the second floor. I get caught in some hedges.
Can't we turn this into a positive where we all start laughing?
Fat. No, see, you guys laugh at everything.
By the time you get this, I will have already eaten 15 McNuggets.
Fat.
See, you guys don't even know who I am.
Fat. Stand by. I'm gonna keep. Hold on. We're gonna see you. Hold on. You and I, baby. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so sorry. There's so much going on right now, and I just can't cope with it anymore. I'm dying anyway. And all I have done is made you miserable. And I am so sorry. And there's no way that I can take any of this back. There's no way that I can make up for what I've done. I'll never expect you to...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
To forgive me. I deserve to die.
Man. What is she already dying of?
I want to. Yeah, what are you dying of, supposedly?
What does this matter? Supposedly. You guys are just thinking that it's really funny.
It's a blood clot disorder of some kind.
Did you write this? Was this written, or did this come off the top of your head? Because it sounds like it was written.
No, like I said, I was drunk, okay?
Well, you're pretty well-versed for being drunk. I mean, you're not slurring or nothing.
Right.
I got to give you credit. You're pretty together drunk.
Fat.
Stand by.
This is not out of pity. And this is not out of anger.
What a
I am so sorry. I'm mad at myself. I am so stupid for everything that
I still don't know why this would be a problem. But
any grief I have caused you. And I don't know what to do with myself now. I don't know what kind of action, other things to take. I don't know what other action to take. I've tried to drink myself to... become calm, and I can't do that.
You need to become calm.
Like Anna at brunch.
She needs to go out with us on the weekend.
You need to hang out with her. You need to go out with me and Fabrizi. We get the throttle wide open. We'll drink you to calmness.
Yeah.
To a coma.
We'll make you shoot yourself.
Are you there?
I'm here.
And okay. Film it and put it on Bubba TV.
Yeah. If you do jump off the Gandhi, can I film it for Bubba TV? I won't be the first attempted suicide. I won't have that on Bubba TV.
The Gandhi Bridge.
Stand by, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm heading out now, and I'm signing off.
Oh, signing off.
Were you headed out and signing off?
You know what happened after I started drinking all that?
What?
I got really sick, and I wound up in the hospital. And Spider was, for somebody that really doesn't give
a crap about me. He sure was calling back a lot.
Yeah, he figures he'll get pinned for a suicide gimmick.
Well, how do you, murder. You know he's gone to the cops about you, and he has a warrant, a trespassing warrant, and you know he had to change his phone number because of you.
Right.
You know what? That doesn't really bother me because
obviously.
No. You don't understand. I did sleep with Spider, and see, I can tell you anything you want to know about him.
How long is his penis?
About 6 inches.
Is it? So it's medium.
It's medium, yeah.
At best. And what position did you guys sleep in?
Let me just tell you this. He's a jackrabbit. That's all he is. Hop on, hop off.
So it wasn't very long.
No. He said something about having prostate infections or something.
Prostate infections. Get Spider on the phone right now.
He changed his phone number. We don't have it.
Oh, man. So yeah, how long, and when he banged you, how long did it last?
About 2 minutes.
You're kidding me.
I'm not joking.
What position? From behind?
No, first it was missionary.
And so the reason why we're playing all this stuff are these 6 or 7 fines that the FCC deemed were offensive and objectionable, and I got fined $27,500 for each of them, multiplied by how many stations they aired on, making it a total fine of like $710,000, and then they added like a $45,000 you didn't keep proper file kicker, making me the largest one-time fined radio personality in the history of our industry, which is probably why I'm on podcasting right now. And to celebrate our 5 millionth download on said podcasting, this is the first time that we've done a show about this.
Right, oral. You know. After you gave him oral.
See, and then like...
Did he give you oral? God, I hope not.
What do you mean you hope not?
It's just not good going down on a heavier set chick on oral. There's some cheese down there.
He didn't even tell you the whole story on why I'm heavy, and he didn't tell you that I am losing weight now. He didn't tell you any of that.
Are you still going to kill yourself?
Why are you heavy?
I'm heavy because of my illness, okay? And I've gone...
I was heavy because of my illness. It was called an eating disorder.
Yeah, eating disorders are an illness now.
No.
Anna, can you understand why we had like a 30 share? Everybody was listening.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wanted to hear
it. It was called Shoney's Buffet 3 times a day. With a side of our Wendy's fries.
Spider was trying to make sure that I ate every day.
he obviously did a good job.
He was trying to plump you up a little bit. He was like fattening that turkey for Thanksgiving. I'm going to get this bitch nice and fat. Brent, it's not that fat. Somebody check Brent. He's having a convulsion over here. Somebody check Brent. He's having a convulsion.
Easy, Brent.
He's plumping her up.
Why? Was he trying to plump you up a little bit? Are you like a ballpark plank, Frank? You plump when we banging?
Plump when you bang.
He's a ballpark Frankie. You plump when you're banger. How big are you?
What does it matter?
Well, because I just want to get a gauge.
She's big. I've seen her.
How big would you say, Spice?
I'd say about 250, 260.
Whoa, okay, so she's a big girl.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm saying she needs to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, that's right. 100 pounds, man.
That's not too bad.
All right, stand by. More of this.
I'm sorry. And I just want you to know that I really did care about you. But it wasn't me. I don't know why you're saying that I called you. I never called you. Friday and Saturday night, I was at Ybor City. I was with some friends. And if I were to live to tell about it, they could vouch for me.
Well, if I were to live and tell about it. So at this point, you really did want to kill yourself, didn't you?
I wasn't sure. I basically wanted him to feel bad.
Sure. It's kind of like that, what fat chicks do when they feel insecure. They want to get sympathy, right?
No, it has nothing to do with being overweight. I have more confidence. Now, you know what's upsetting me about this whole thing?
Stand by.
Even though you'd never believe me or never trust me again. I'm sorry. Like I said.
Were you driving a hot rod?
No, she was on the bridge, I think.
Were you on the bridge?
No, I was on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Were you going to, if you do jump, well, can we duct tape your cell phone to your face and then do play-by-play as you're headed down?
Whatever floats your boat,
Bubba. Hold on, baby.
I'm sorry. And I will definitely walk out of your life forever. Goodbye.
Waddle out of your life.
End of message.
Jump.
Wow, that is pretty drama. That's a lot of drama right there, baby.
My mother was in town yesterday, and she just recognized my voice. I wasn't here to listen to the whole thing.
Hey.
I just gained weight this year.
Oh, you were thin?
It only
took a year to gain that weight?
I'm gonna get that for a t-shirt. I just gained weight this year.
Yeah, just
I was
year.
Skinny last year.
Took so me about
it
10.
It was a treatment I was under.
What is that, intravenous Big Macs?
No.
Quick, we need 3 Big Macs, stat.
Guys, really find this amusing.
Yeah, we don't have anything else to talk about in the show. The show was going nowhere fast. It was an abortion at best. Now we actually got some entertaining rhetoric now.
Well, I'm glad you find entertainment in it, you know?
Hey, we're not the fat bitch that banged Spider and tried to kill herself and left on his answering machine now. Don't blame us.
No, but what pisses me off is he denied the whole thing. I mean, but why don't you ask him who he's really banging now? I mean, because supposedly his roommate, a male, seems to be defending his honor all the time.
We knew something good was going
to happen. Now, are you making the allegation that Spider may be homosexual?
I never said anything.
That's what it's basically leading up to.
Yeah, we can.
What's the dating game?
So far, there's nothing wrong with this.
The newlywed game,
right?
Well, according to it, it's when you talked about oral sex.
Oh, we're back.
So just that little bit.
I mean, are you going to kill yourself? Are you okay now? Do you need some help? You want me to get you some professional help?
What?
It's offensive and indecent. That's what it means. It's shocking and intimidating.
I don't need any publicity. I'm going to get,
You're going to kill yourself quietly. You don't want to be publicized.
You know what?
Let me just tell you something. Don't kill yourself. What's that going to do for you? That's not going to do nothing. I mean, you know, we have one less chick that likes to crank down DJs. We need all those that we can get. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we depend on those.
Yeah, we
I'm glad you guys find this funny.
We depend on fat, frustrated, insecure chicks to take care.
I'm not insecure at all.
To take care of the spiders out there. Think of poor Spider. He does overnights on the weekend. We have to find some crazy psycho bitch to screw him.
You could have seen how mushy he was when he first met me. I didn't want to go out with him.
Really?
Yes.
Why don't you tell me?
Well, see, what happened was, okay, I called up into the station, and we started talking and this, and he started asking me some questions, and I told him, look, I said, I'm sick. I'm going to start gaining weight. He said, that doesn't matter to me. I want to meet you. You sound like a nice girl. And then every morning, he was, you know, he was calling me to see how my doctor's...
I've tried to pick up many chicks over the telephone before, and when a girl told me she was sick and she's going to start gaining weight at increments of 100, I tried to tap out on that deal. That's Brizoodle.
Well, he claimed he wasn't shallow, okay?
I am.
Great. I'm glad you are, Bubba.
Hi, I'm Bubba, and I'm shallow. I'm going to introduce myself to the girls. Hi, what's your name, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bubba, and I'm shallow.
Oh.
I'm super professional. I got a lot of money. I know you like me because of my money. I'm a little bit overweight, but the bottom line is I can give you some nice stuff. And I'm all about you being hot. You're hot. I like chicks that are hot. I won't date a fat bitch. And the bottom line is, would you want to go out?
Who's Beth?
I'm looking for a shallow fat guy.
Okay, cool.
You guys act like you've never been fat in your life.
I've been fat. I still am fat. Fat.
Fat.
He went to go fill out the police report yesterday, and the cops go, wait a second. Are you that guy they were talking about on the radio today? He goes, yeah, the cop goes, oh, great. That means I already know half the story. He started writing out the report.
You know, it's amazing how many people listen to this radio show.
Everybody at my job listens to it. And believe me, I heard about it last night.
Well, what did they say?
They just said, you know, well, I don't want to say exactly what they said.
They said you're a psycho bitch.
No, actually, they felt like you guys were a bunch of pricks.
Well, we are. But behind your back, I just want to let you know that they think you're a psycho bitch.
Yeah, behind your back, they think you're fat.
That was a good fat, too, by the way. That was a good one, man. You mixed that right in real nice.
What is she, Richard?
Fat.
We are pissing off women.
Is that all you guys have on me?
Fat.
We are she's psycho, too. Psycho fat bitch.
See, you guys don't even know what went on.
Psycho.
You guys didn't fat know that he was calling
bitch
me every day.
Fat. Psycho.
Fat. Slut.
Bitch. Psycho.
Fat.
Bitch. Psycho.
Groupie.
Fat. Fat. Groupie. Whore. Psycho. Fat. Groupie. Whore. Psycho.
Fat.
Groupie. Whore. Psycho. Fat. Groupie. Whore. Psycho. Fat. Groupie.
Kind of like the Budweiser thing with a couple fat DJs on some lilies.
I want my psycho.
It's almost over.
Fat groupie. Whore groupie. Whore groupie. I want my psycho fat groupie. Whore groupie. Whore.
Again, this is a big nothing burger. The spectacular is not near what you had thought it would have been.
Nope.
Not at all. But it fucked me up.
Oh, here we go.
I want my psycho fat groupie whore groupie whore. I want my psycho fat groupie whore groupie whore. I want my psycho fat groupie. Psycho fat groupie whore.
Fat groupie whore.
What's... here we go.
Now, I don't know if 100% if this is it, but
it says
it looks like it's between two segments, too, of the...
In this segment, a male host and two female co-hosts interview or talk with two female student guests who are participants in the contest of winner breast implant surgery. The host takes pictures of the women and directs and describes them in poses. Give me a little more ass. We don't know if this is it or not.
No, but it's
one here.
Segment 6 and 7, so they're both the same about.
Is Amy White? Amy there?
Yeah, it's me.
Are you, obviously you're probably very excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I just want to get, you know, Dr. Diaco's office is going to be calling you here, you know, getting everything arranged and stuff.
Okay.
I just want to get something, you know, make sure that we have a clear-cut agreement that, you know, because unlike last year, I didn't ask the girls this question, you know, specifically.
Uh-huh.
But the final question is, you know, do you promise that you will come back in and let us see your brand new ones once you get them?
Hell yeah, I will. I'll definitely come back.
You promise?
Yes, I promise.
All right, and I can contractually hold you to that.
Yes.
All right, I don't think I was it.
No.
Let me. That's okay.
This is the oldest ones.
Anyway, this is the final violation. When the guys saw my balls, I had a tummy tuck done by Dan, and I had to have like this compression thing around my stomach.
Those are brutal, right?
Yes, they're so brutal.
They're tummy tucks.
But it had a cutout for your balls, Lummy. You had to like wear them like almost like athletic, tight fitting, you know, like sprinter shorts.
Yeah,
like and they went halfway.
Oh, biker
up.
Shorts.
Yeah, and they went halfway up your stomach to compress, but they had a little notch for your balls.
Ball notch.
And I was peeing in the bathroom, and it just happened to be my balls were kind of hiked up on the compression garment, and Spice looked at him. He goes, "Oh my God, your balls! My balls are not that big.
Your balls?
My balls are not big at all. But the way they were hiked up in this particular compression thing, Spice Boy comes back, and goes, "Oh my God, you should see Bubba's balls.
Like what? His balls?
His fucking balls. And my balls are not. My balls are probably on the smaller side.
Oh really?
Yeah, okay. Probably.
Not that day.
And so. I think Manson or Ned writes, "Bubba's got big balls," and that gets us in trouble.
Honey, I didn't know that I had big ones, but I guess I got big ones. I never have been told that, guys, that my testicles were abnormally large.
That's the first time I've ever seen them testicles that big, pornos or anything.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You could break into the porn business like that, man. I think you might have genital elephantitis. I'm serious. We get those things checked out.
You've got abnormal size.
Yeah, they're huge.
Well, he's the big fat king of shock jock impropriety.
They got big ones.
And Bubba's balls are of the coconut size variety.
They were hanging.
And he wore extra large size diapers when he was very small. In fact, his balls were so damn big that Bubba couldn't even crawl. Oh, Bubba's got big balls.
Oh, you do?
Serious.
Giant big balls.
A testimonial.
They're shaped like beach balls. And they're stinky big balls. Oh, Ned has big balls, and Spice Boy, he's got big balls.
Huge nizzards.
But Bubba's got the biggest.
That's huge.
Balls of them all. Bubba's balls are always itching, and they're full of little crabs, and Britt likes to bounce them up and down on his chin.
I mean,
and if you claim that yours are bigger, then you're just a f***ing liar. Bubba's balls could heat Alaska if they ever caught on fire. Bubba's balls bounce on the floor every time he gets undressed.
Jesus.
And those things would be a D-cup if you stuck them on your chest.
I got a big one.
Bubba's balls are firm and meaty, and they never ever droop. One time I even saw a black man try to dunk one through a hoop. Oh, Bubba's got big balls.
That's huge.
Giant big balls.
Softballs.
They're shaped like beach balls and they're stinky big balls.
Hanging.
Yes, Ned has big balls and oh, Spice Boy's got big balls. But Bubba's got the biggest.
That's huge.
Balls of them all.
You got some cantaloupe down there.
And he's just itching to tell you about them.
Do they look big from the side?
Ad nauseum.
I think it would look fairly impressive if I would show it to you guys.
Ingrown hairs.
Got a big one.
Pimples.
God.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, you need to start thumping on it like a produce.
Chafing.
Jesus.
Car keys.
So those are the 6 of 7, right, Lummy?
Yes.
And that's it. It's the first time I've played them all. We're going to offer this as a show, and then Anna will offer them individually as well. Lemmy, this is, I think the last, we'll end it. Is this when I was on Deborah Norville?
Yeah, Deborah Norville.
See, fine.
Didn't you have
ever.
A crush on her for a little bit? God, she was hot?
She was so fucking hot in person. Oh, my God, she was so fucking hot.
Following a radio sketch featuring a couple of cartoon characters, a crack house, and some prostitutes. Clear Channel promptly fired Bubba.
Nice
and
mix.
It also dropped Howard Stern's syndicated radio show from six of its stations after the FCC imposed a $495,000 indecency fine in February. Now another Stern carrier, Infinity Broadcasting, is also facing huge fines against the Howard Stern show. While Stern calls himself the king of all media, the real king, at least in terms of FCC fines, is Bubba the Love Sponge. Joining us for this exclusive interview is...
What a good setup, huh? Yeah.
Bubba the Love Sponge Clem. Yes, that really is his real name. He legally changed it, and it's good to see you. I've been on your radio show. Nice to have you on my program.
Thank you. I thank you very much.
First of all, let's get over the name thing. Why did you change your name to that? Your mother called you Todd for a kid.
Yeah, I was always Bubba Clem.
I don't want to
play with the girls in 1990s.
So
what on earth can anyone say that's that expensive? What'd you do?
Well, you know, Deborah, I just did my show that I've been doing for 13 years in Tampa, Florida, and then syndicated throughout America. And I'd never been given notice that anything is, you know, in the vague rules that we have in our government as to the community standards. And this particular situation was a Scooby-Doo parody element that had Scooby and George Jetson going down and buying. Scooby got fired from his job and was buying some crack and picking up some hookers or something like that. And it was, you know, again, my show is for adults. You know, I'm number one with adults, 25-54. I'm dead last with children. I tell kids not to listen to my show.
Do you really? You go on the air and say, kids, if you're listening, change the channel?
Oh, we run disclaimers that said if you're under the age of 18, absolutely, do not listen to the Bubba the Love Sponge
show. Isn't that a bit of an attraction? Come on. You know, if you're under 18, like,
the only thing it's attraction is how fucking hot you are.
There's something really wrong with you. We got to listen.
Well, but, you know, I can show you tons and tons of phone calls, hundreds of them, where kids would call in. I'd say, listen, don't, you know, tell your mom and dad they're not being responsible. Are they around? What kind of mom and dads are they? We're talking about, you know, adult content today. Don't listen to my show.
Were you worried that was going to get you in trouble? I mean, is that why you were admonishing the kids who would call in? Don't, because you knew this was not appropriate for kids and it could get you into trouble if the right person got annoyed enough.
Yeah, Doug Vanderlyn, mm-hmm. who was a Coxmole. God, Anna, Cox has fucked me a lot, have they not?
Yeah, they have.
Fuck.
Not the only ones, too.
Fucked me, hired me, then fucked me. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, I'm a father myself of a little baby boy, and I wouldn't want my son growing up through until he was an adult to be exposed to my adult entertainment show that I do, you know, for adults. So I wasn't really thinking of any type of hindsight as to whether I'm going to get in trouble or not. I just, as a responsible 37, 38-year-old guy, I'm like, you know, when you have girls in the studio and you're doing the various things that we do that are for adults, it had nothing to do with covering my butt or anything like that. It had everything to do with what I
truly
feel.
I want to hear some of your radio show. We've got some clips to play in a second, but I'm really curious about what Scooby-Doo and George Jetson did that was so offensive that a listener called in, and when the FCC ultimately went through the process, they said, yes, this is indecent, and it's indecent so many times on all of your stations, the four stations primarily,
seven
stations,
yes,
in Florida primarily, in which you broadcast, it's going to cost Clear Channel Communications. What exactly did you say? Because this is cable. We can say things, but do remember that might be some children in our audience.
Right. Well, you know, Deborah, to be honest with you, one of my producers was a produced element by one of my writers, and I don't really necessarily remember what was said. I mean, you guys may have it or may not, but, I mean, it was nothing other. We beeped out the necessary words, whether what it was any type of woman's anatomy or whatever, but it basically the premise was that Scooby was down on his luck, and he went and he smoked some crack cocaine, and we were all speaking in Justin and parody, and him and George Jetson went down to the crack house and picked up some hookers. And that's really the extent of it. It's not anything.
It
really
wasn't what they did with the hookers.
No, there was.
And let's not talk. It's cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Oh no, there wasn't anything sexual as far as them having intercourse or anything like that. No. But the person who complained on me spun it as, you know, well, since it's a cart, and the FCC subsequently ruled.
And this is very germane. Listen to this. The FCC ruled that because it was a cartoon, Anna, that kids might be more likely to tune in because we were doing cartoon stuff. Even though I was like, didn't have like not even a 0.3 share in kids. Like, no kids. But because it was a cartoon, they used that against me,
right,
saying that kids, oh, they might think it's a cartoon and listen.
Well, because it was a cartoon, kids would be more apt to listen to that particular segment above a show, and cartoons could attract children. Meanwhile, if you do your due diligence, my show rates dead last with children.
Mm-hmm. You said that.
I virtually have zero listeners, children 12 to 17.
And yet the FCC is really pretty specific about what you can't do between the hours of 6 in the morning, which is when your show would begin, and 10 o'clock at night. And what it says is that language or material that in context depicts or describes in terms patently offensive as measured by contemporary community standards, sexual or excretory organs or activities, indecent programming contains patently offensive sexual and excretory references, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a reasonable risk that children may be in the audience. It ends. That was the part that got you. It's reasonable to expect that 7, 8, 9 in the morning, kids are up.
Well, you know, you have to be almost an attorney to be able to interpret that. And I'm a broadcaster and I'm an entertainer. And I've been doing this for 18 years. And on this particular town and this particular syndication venue, all over America, for 13 of them. And for years and years, been number one by the community.
Doing this kind of material.
I've not veered from this male-skewing, guy locker room type mentality ever.
Well,
never.
Let's give our listeners a chance to hear. This is a little bit that you...
I think I did pretty good here.
You did.
Did on your program in which...
She got me one time, though. This was the one time I did real good with her. And then, she had me on another time, and I had my defense down thinking she'd softball me again.
She fucked you, not in a good way.
She filleted me.
It's called...
God, she's so fucking hot.
Rednecks want boobs, and it's a story of what happens when some guy has a fantasy and calls in. Let's listen.
Okay. We want to do a damn... one of them the mother-daughter things.
One of them incest things.
Yeah. Have you had sexual relations with your stepdaughter?
No, I have not.
First of all, let me ask, how old is she?
My stepdaughter is 19.
Right. And your wife is what?
My wife is 39.
Right. Do you look at your 19-year-old stepdaughter in a sexy kind of way?
Oh, no, man. I can't do that, man.
Well, you say you can't do it, but do you do it, sir? I know you're not supposed to. Can't?
Right. You can't help but think about it, but no, man, I don't do that.
That's the kind of stuff.
That's funny as hell.
Stuff that would be on the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
Oh, yeah.
Fairly regularly.
Yeah, you know, I take calls occasionally, and
that
I
was a real caller.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I don't do anything
for sure.
For sure, I raise my hand. I don't prefabricate. I go right to my phone calls, unscreened, no producers, no phone editors, nobody like that. And you know, I blend, and I'm a camellia as far as what I'm working with. And I obviously had a redneck individual. So you know, when us men, and whether it's appropriate for this show or not, but when we're making fun of rednecks, we're making fun of you know, incest and banjos and pickup trucks and beer drinking and stuff like that. That's just, you know, if we're going to be truthful about it, that's the way we think. And if you're going to be a smartass about it or whatever, that's the way I was thinking that particular day. So I was drilling him on that, trying to like, you know, get him, trying to, you know, see if he'd bite on that.
When did you do that? When did you do that bit?
Oh, God, probably 3-4 years ago.
And that didn't get you in trouble.
Oh, no.
But the George Jetson and Scooby-Doo did. Has the community standard changed if your radio broadcast didn't? Why did you get in trouble now?
Because I got one guy that was hired by a radio station to lay on me for 3 years and send incessantly FCC fucking violation willies.
We lose your show because of something that's fairly similar to what you'd done 3-4 years ago.
Because we're 8 months from an election. That's why.
So you would be right there next to Howard Stern when he says a lot of what's going on is all politically motivated.
Before Howard was saying that, I was saying it in December and January. This is a religious right-wing witch hunt is what it is. It's the same type of witch hunt they were on when they had the big rugged V-chip has to be in every television. Meanwhile, the V-chips cost each individual television $50 extra that gets put into this country, and the usage of V-chips are less than 3% nationwide, and violence in television has not settled down at all.
Boom!
Boom.
Damn.
Nailed it.
Drop the mic.
It's the same political witch hunt they're on now. These congressmen and these senators want to be able to go back and say, I got Bubba the Love Sponge fired. I'm messing with Howard Stern. We're trying to clean up the airwaves.
Keep America safe.
Keep America safe. Keep America strong. You know what? What a bunch of hypocrites.
But a lot of people say that the starting point, the firing gun, was Janet Jackson and the flash on the Super Bowl. You're saying it began before that.
I think that we have a political, some type of political agenda every 4 years. The Republicans and the Democrats, you know, politics. I think Janet Jackson definitely lit a fuel to this particular fire. And this, you know, what turned out to be a television issue is now a radio issue.
Mm-hmm.
Bono and the Golden Globes. Janet Jackson with
Bono and the Golden Globes says, fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And NBC, whoever, no fine.
With the Super Bowl. Diane Keaton in the Golden Globes with the S word.
Mm-hmm. One of the NASCAR guys who let one slip in a post-race interview.
But Shaquille O'Neal recently, just two times, now been suspended for a game or so by Mr. Stern. Now, what's the most obvious topic? Target. Bubba the Love Sponge, and I'm done, I'm gone, and Howard Stern.
But there's a big difference. There's, it's a public...
See, I think she's being super fair.
Mm-hmm. Utility over which you do your radio show. What we do here on MSNBC is cable. People pay to have it brought into their homes. It's that little pipe or the fiber or whatever that gets it in there. And we're not going
get in there with you.
Going over the public's airwaves. Those airwaves over which your radio show broadcasts belong to everybody.
True.
And they have a right to say the appropriate material at the appropriate time of day. Why couldn't you take your show, do it after 10 o'clock at night?
Well, you know, Deborah, the public speaks every day with their wallet. Every day the consumers of America speak with their wallet. And if something's objectionable or something's reality-based or something's sexual-based or Playboy magazine or the Bubba the Love Sponge show and it doesn't work, regardless of what time it is, okay, if it doesn't work, it's too offensive, it's indecent, I won't be here. It wouldn't have taken the federal government to get me thrown off the radio. It would have taken the people who owned whatever genre I was on.
I want to listen to the owner, the chief executive of the genre that you were on, the head of Clear Channel Communications, John Hogan. The president of the company had something to say in front of the U.S. House. Let's listen.
I've read the transcripts of the Bubba radio show. As a broadcaster, as the CEO, and as the father of a 9-year-old girl, I'm ashamed to be associated in any way with those words. They're tasteless. They're vulgar. They should not, do not, and will not represent what our radio stations are all about.
How'd you feel when he made those statements before Congress?
Sad. Very, very sad.
Why?
Because I, in my personal opinion, feel as if that... I have no ill feelings towards Clear Channel. In my opinion, Clear Channel was forced to do this. Mr. Hogan didn't want to be, in my opinion, Mr. Hogan didn't want to be in front of Congress. Nobody wants to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to be there, and he had to do what he had to do, and that's get rid of me.
Do you see it going further?
Oh, absolutely. I was the first. I won't be the last, but I was the first. It's a very scary environment we're in right now. You know, there's different situations for different strokes for different folks. And again, the American public votes with their wallet every day. If what I did was too raunchy and didn't work, I would have been a flop and a failure when I got in radio in 86. Howard would be too, but there's a big market for that. And it's sad. It's very sad what these political, these congressmen and these senators are doing to us right now.
We'll take a break right there. We'll be back more with Bubba the Love Sponge after this.
Yeah.
I commend you, Mr. Hogan, for dumping Bubba the Love Sponge into the garbage disposal and for suspending Howard Stern's program on Clear Channel Station.
Fucking nerd.
Nerd.
We're back now with radio jock Bubba the Love
Sponge. God, I think they had me on the entire show, Lummy.
I think so, too.
The entire show.
Sponge, who was fired by his radio syndicators on the...
Lightning should be happy, don't you think?
Yeah, ...grounds
of indecency. Before we went into the break, you were talking about an attack, if you will, on the kind of radio programming that you've been doing. Obviously, people cared. Someone called into the FCC,
took the time
to write a letter and said, this is wrong. It shouldn't be on the air. So while you say, yeah, we're making money hand over fist, the other people are offended by it.
One person. I have a million listeners. One person that was represented by a Washington, D.C. attorney for free. One person out of a million.
Oh, yeah, Anna, they lawyered him up with a Washington-based D.C. lawyer that was a former FCC commissioner that fucking knew how to fill out all the forms. One person. Out of a million.
What's the statistics on that? It's not, it's, you know, I could be offended at any given time by any particular thing that you say, and you're not offensive. By all means, you're not. You do a great show. it's just, if you give, they've now, the FCC has given these, you know, now you don't need a transcript, now you can just call and report it.
Mm.
And
so you don't need proof.
Oh.
And that's what, you really think it's the beginning of a winch hunt.
Oh, the guy from West Palm Beach on a Clear Channel station, they had no tape and no transcript, but they had a woman, a 45-year woman, called the FCC and was able to describe what she heard. What's stopping radio station A just to pay people to listen to radio station B to do nothing but transcribe tapes all day? The FCC has just...
That's what they do.
...just opened up an unbelievable can of worms. Now, I believe that we need to have some regulation, but tell the broadcasters of America what those rules are. Everybody wants to be responsible. I don't want to be here with no job right now. I had a great thing going. But tell me what a community standard in Salt Lake City has compared to Tulsa, Oklahoma, as compared to Tampa, who has more gentlemen's clubs than we have churches, is...
Congress has got a couple of measures pending right now. One of the House would...
I'm still kind of fat there, Lummy. I think I'm thinner now.
Increase the fine...
Yeah. I think I'm side thinner. I think I'm a little side fatter there.
Per indecent act or utterance on the radio to some astronomical heights. And you would have been happy to get away with $715,000 if the new rule had been in place. It sounds like what you're saying is... Beyond just thinking about fines, someone in a position of authority needs to be thinking about what is appropriate to say. But the FCC says they've already done that.
Yeah, by the gray community standards moniker. What is a community standards? I mean, you and I can go in the streets of New York right now and see the nicest of nice and the worst of worst. And the community in itself is, you know, sets its standards. It's a very, very trying time we're going through. And let's not forget that the First Amendment issue here too. There's a huge First Amendment issue, and we've not even begun to get into that. We could be here for three more days talking about that. It's the First Amendment because it's the most important.
See, my own thing is, I've been on your show and I made you tone it down when I came on. I said I'll come and be on your show, but you.
She did. She would be on my show, and I have to, like, you know, softball, right? And I knew that, and I was good with it.
Got to leave that girly stuff alone.
And you know, like I knew I was dealing with you.
Yeah.
But I had that redneck on the phone prior, maybe the day or day after, and I knew I was dealing with a heathen, some guy that's drinking Miller Lights and getting drunk. So I'll treat this guy A, and I'll treat Deborah Norville, who is very respectful and very newsworthy, as such. When I have girls from Mons Venus in there, I'm going to treat them as such, and I'm going to make my show adult, and I'm going to emphasize these are for. It's for adults, and I'm not going to be hypocritical, and I'm not going to be fake. I'm going to be a real man that's 38 years old that acts like a real man.
That also has a 2-year-old little boy that also goes to church on Sunday.
Absolutely.
I think when people learn more about your personal life, they're kind of amazed.
I'm a regular guy.
You do on the radio.
I carry.
And so, Anna, Tom Bean told me, let's get Tyler in and have your wallet. You know, I don't carry a wallet. Have your wallet ready with pictures of your son like the average guy does. Watch me whip it out, Anna.
Picture my little boy right here. I carry a picture of my little boy, Tyler, with me. There's
does
his
he know what's going
Uncle,
on with
Uncle Hulkster.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
He's one of my best friends. There's Tyler, and when I did a fundraiser for the children on the radio, I didn't have any objectionable broadcast when I had my son say his first couple words, truck and bike and dog. So I'm a 38, soon to be 38-year-old man that is an entertainer. I do a adult skewing men based show for 20 hours a week, and I don't have the luxury of having.
I mean, this might be one of the most national, extensive things done. Fair things
the
done.
The visual effect, so I have an audio effect, and some of it is smoke and mirrors, and some of it is sound effects, and sometimes there's a lot of hyperbole and parody, but it's not illegal.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be illegal in this country. Now, if it was rated X, it's illegal. But my show's nothing more than rated R. You can go to any rated R theater. You can go to any. You can watch anything on. My show's Jackass with a little bit of South Park. That's what my show is.
Can you take that show somewhere else?
Yes.
Can you find a radio station? Can you find a satellite broadcaster that would put you on the air?
Yes, I can.
You're going to be on?
I'm in negotiations with a couple other different situations, and in actuality, Deborah, this could be the best thing that ever happened to me. Not that I can go hog wild now if I'm on satellite radio, but I have another barrier of insurance. I have the subscription portion. My show's not going to have, you know, penetration now or...
Which we did.
You know, anything like that, mm-hmm. like it never had. But we can do what we used to do.
Will you do stuff like salad tossing?
Anna, look at her.
Get in there, girl.
Get in there and get some of that.
Which is another bit. Let's give a listen, and we'll see if it's something that would still be part of Bubba the Love Sponge.
Absolutely.
Salad tossing is either you
a guy doing it to a girl or a girl doing it to you. Do you have any idea what it may be, what salad tossing is?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
No.
What do you think it is?
A lot of things it could be. Oral?
Yes.
It has to do with that.
Yeah. It has to do with oral.
You said your audience was like young men 25 years old. That sounded like someone from the nursing home.
But she wasn't a kid, was she?
No, she wasn't a kid.
Mm-hmm. She was so far off this, you know, I couldn't get in trouble with her. She's almost dead.
Now, to me, that was just sort of dumb and raunchy and stupid.
Right. And, but, you
not
know,
terribly clever, to be honest with you.
But did we talk about what salad tossing was? Did I describe? I simply
it's
said
it's the mind. It's
exactly.
the listener figuring it out.
So, but,
and that's what a lot of your stuff is. I want to go through
Oprah did
Bubba
a thing
speak.
On,
so, Bubba speak.
Please
okay.
Do.
Swerve.
Means you know swerve means you know I'm not being I'm trying to mislead you.
Okay. Gimmick.
You know, gimmick is an unbelievable word that I picked up from my good friend Hulk Hogan. And gimmick could be anything. I could be like, man, it's a nice necklace gimmick, or, you know.
Man, I like to see her gimmicks.
She's got nice gimmicks, or.
I put that in there.
That's one heck of a gimmick.
That boy, yeah, wow.
And that could be anything.
Why don't you whip out those two gimmicks? Something like that. Gimmick can be anything, you know.
And you can also.
Deborah was running a little loose with me, don't you think?
She was.
Mm-hmm. So say the words that the FCC and George Carlin in his bit said you can't say on the radio if you interchange certain letters.
Right.
Like.
Well, no, you can't anymore, Deborah. I mean,
so
what can and can't. Deborah, I can't sit here today, look you straight face, and tell you what I can and cannot say. Because in today's environment, if I say, you know, hey, this is Bubba the Love Sponge, and I got some chicks in here, and they're whipping out their gimmicks. Well, what am I talking about? I think you and I probably know. But at the end of the day, I don't think the word gimmick is illegal. I don't think that's one of the seven dirty words. It's not, you know, like you see Congress talk about gimmicks. But at the end of the day, in today's witch hunt, religious, no separation between church and state environment, it's not right.
Not all of the stunts have to do with sexual activity.
Not at all.
There was one a couple of years ago that got you into a great deal of trouble.
Hog deal. I mean, you knew she was going
trouble. It was a stunt that involved a hunter and a wild pig. And a barbecue.
Right.
And here we see part of the situation. Tell us what's going on.
I hate watching this.
On here.
Well, we had Bubba's Roadkill Barbecue. And I had a hunter came down, and we were initially going to have people just bring simply that roadkill, stuff they found on the road.
Possums and stuff.
Raccoons and squirrels. And that's where it started out. And then all of a sudden, this hunter called up and said, I'm a professional trapper. I've trapped over 600 hogs in my lifetime. And these kind of hogs are what Florida has. We have a bunch of those. And he said, I want to, you know, slaughter it and butcher it, and we'll eat it, like a lot of churches do, and for various fundraisers and stuff. And I was in the studio, and this was happening in the parking lot. So I said, well, yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I didn't think it was a problem. I have dogs, cats. I've never...
You never killed them on the air.
No, nor would I. And so this guy, I said, well, you know, he goes, I'm going to kill it the way you kill it and butcher and quarter a hog. And so,
and he's describing this on the radio?
Yeah. Well, my producer's out there with a cell phone, and then, you know, they killed it. They butchered it, they quartered it, and they ate it. And then PETA organized it, and I got put on trial for being cruel to the animals. And I was found not guilty because it wasn't cruel to animals.
Because he was a professional,
hunter. It was distasteful, Deborah. It was distasteful, and I would never do it in a million years again. And I'm not going to try to plead and sit here and say that, you know, innocent me, but I didn't know what was going to happen. They killed it, and I've seen the video, and it is offensive, and it is not right. But unfortunately, we like to buy our meat prepackaged, and we don't know how it comes, and that's how they do it in the wild.
Part of getting an audience is sometimes, in your business, pushing the envelope.
Man, she just, like, fucking completely is putting me over.
Is there anything...
I love her.
...that you've done pushing the envelope that now, in retrospect, at this period in your career, you wish you hadn't?
That.
The
hog deal, yeah.
Bubba the Love Sponge, it's always great to see you. It's been an interesting
God, she's so...
chapter.
You're pretty in person, too,
well,
let me tell you.
You know, you got a face made for radio. What can I say?
Easy.
Ouch, what a bitch.
I was trying to put her over. I was trying to put her over, and she shot me right the fuck down.
Threw you right into the bus. Too, huh?
We wish you well. Keep us posted on what happened.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, Darryl.
And one more note about the firing of Bubba the Love Sponge. We asked Clear Channel Radio CEO John Hogan to come on our program, but he declined.
Oh.
Mm. Why'd you decline?
I think it was a big putover session.
To that last part.
No, not last part. Well, yeah.
Cunt.
Bitch.
Lummy.
Oh.
Lummi, you know what? You should reach out to Deborah Norville and see if she'd
she's a great person. I'll reach out to her.
Hey, she's man. Bubba was just watching some old tapes and wanted to know if you wanted to come on the show.
He'll she's so cute.
She'll throw you nothing but softballs. I think she still does Inside Edition.
I was looking her up.
There you go. The 6 out of 7 FCC fines. Anna will also have them. Make tomorrow, because this you have to get this up fairly quickly.
I have to get this up in 6 minutes.
Right. Okay. There you go. So sorry. So you know, you can sprinkle in them throughout the week.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just denote them.